Bachelor's Puzzle, written by Judith Pella. This audio version is published by Oasis Audio through an agreement with Bethany House Publishers. I'm Christy King. Columbia County, Oregon, April 1882. Aidan Newcomb drove the buckboard this morning so she could be sure to arrive early at the schoolhouse. After unhitching the horses and taking them to the adjacent stable, Ada pushed open the schoolhouse door, gratified to see that she was indeed the first to arrive. She hoped all would be present today, for not only was it her quilt to be quilted, but she had important news. Smiling, she glanced toward her sewing basket sitting on a chair. Peeking out from among the scraps of fabric and spools of thread was the corner of an envelope. It wasn't often such momentous tidings came to their town, so she was pleased as punch that she could be the bearer. Emma Jean Stoddard would be livid that the news hadn't fallen into her hands first, for she was the chairwoman of the Maintown Brethren of Christ Ladies Aid Society, and most looked to her as the leader of the sewing circle as well. But when her husband, Albert, had resigned as head of the board of deacons due to failing health, Emma Jean had lost some of her, albeit tacit, power. Ada's Calvin was now chairman of the deacons and was also on the county board representing the four Brethren of Christ churches in the area. Thus, the letter from denomination headquarters back east had come to him. It informed the church that a new circuit preacher had been appointed and would arrive within 2 months. The beauty of it was that the quilters were meeting before the deacons, so the duty of revealing the contents of the letter naturally fell.